Welcome to Healing Our Brokenness, episode 39, Beware of the Foxes. When my kids were younger, we lived in a townhome that is pretty close to where we live now. I love the small city as well as the location of the townhome. And this was because we lived in the end unit, which had plenty of windows. We got a chance to interact with nature. And because I was a homeschooling mom, we were able to pretty much set our schedule whatever way it was that we liked. And so one part of the homeschooling schedule was studying birds. And during this time, I would give the kids the binoculars and they would look out the window, both in the front and on the side of the townhome, because there was an empty open field, and they would look for the birds and whatever other type of wildlife that was out there. We saw plenty of exotic birds and rabbits, and those were pretty good discussion for homeschool. And because of the fact that we lived on this hill, we could see clear down one particular street for good ways. The part that we didn't like was the fact that at any given time and on any given day, we could look out the window and see coyotes, red foxes, and deer. We would use this field during the times that we were rushing, which was the majority of the time, to catch the bus to music lessons, dance lessons, guitar lessons, you name it. And it seemed like we were always rushing. In the back of our minds, there was always the hidden message, beware of the foxes. And one particular time I was rushing out to catch the bus that was coming in about 4 something in the early evening. And I thought I remembered seeing a tail, a long curved tail out of the corner of my eye. And sometimes when you see something like that, you almost convince yourself, especially when it's something you don't want to see, that that was not what you really saw. And I kept telling myself, no, maybe I didn't see a tail. Maybe I was just imagining things. Okay, I walked across the street and the bus was running late, of course. It was a nice, beautiful, sunny day. But I was standing there in the back of my mind wondering, what was that? And I looked up and looked across the street and it was a coyote. He looked at me, I looked at him, and I tried to turn away. And at the same time, I wanted to keep my eye on him so that I would know that I was safe and would know where his location was. So I stood there just praying like crazy, waiting for the bus to come. And it finally came and I was safe, but it was the longest 5 minutes ever, I tell you. And in our Christian life, the foxes that we are to be aware of are anything that can be hindering us from our walk with Christ. And these foxes could be good things that go bad. Too much of a good thing can be bad when it gets in the way of God. Reading can be a fox. Television can be a fox. Computer time, grocery shopping, clothes shopping, jewelry shopping, purse shopping, home shopping, computer time, Netflix, anything and everything that gets in the place of us worshiping God will be considered our little foxes. And even friendships with people who are not encouraging us in the Lord and who are not bringing out the best you and me, those would be considered foxes. And in the scripture, and particularly Song of Solomon, the second chapter and 15th verse, we are told, take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. So what I want to leave with you today is to beware of the foxes that are in your life, that are getting in the way of your worship. Just as our little foxes got in the way of us getting to the bus stop and enjoying the view. I want to end on a prayer with you guys. Dear God, we thank you for blessing us with the things that we can enjoy. And we pray that you would help us to beware of the foxes that get in our way of worshiping you. We pray that you would give us wisdom in what we should do, how we should do it, when we should do it, where we should do it, the amount of time we should spend on it. We pray that you would give us discernment in regards to that wisdom and then direction, Lord. Please help us to enjoy your creation. Help us to enjoy nature, our family, and the blessings you give us in our lives, Lord. But also help us to stay mindful of not allowing these blessings to turn into foxes that we need to beware of. In your holy and precious name, we do pray. Amen. And if healing our brokenness is making a difference in your life, how about tagging a friend on social media and giving a shout out, putting a review out on iTunes? And I pray that you have a blessed rest of your week. And to end tonight, beware of the foxes. Until next time.
Turn those valleys into places to learn instead of burn and perish away. And nights never so cold without his grace. How could I say that I've seen the world from his great love? How could I know what he could love? Store for me if I didn't give up and let him be my valley of grace, where things would change and maybe they'd take up the cross high again. The valley of grace never was the same after he had died. Love that refines. Mercy. knees upon my ears, and I won't go back the way it was again, 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 and now. A valley of grace where things would change. I've seen the lights of for me.